So they've spent up to 15 million from Lusaka. But nothing has happened. So what you can contract number? Oh, yeah, they've spent less than 2 million, but the market structure is standing. So using the ZNS, the market stands at a lower cost. Oh, could you have 15 million, nothing. So, come on, yeah.
But who decided?
No, it was the local government in Lusaka. It was given 7 years ago. The project has been there for 7 years.
When she was minister.
But triple V.
Your Excellency, if you recall, I took you when I was Minister of Higher Education to look at Zipsim in Kitwe, where we spent very little. In Munari constituents, we have a similar project completed. In fact, as we've used red
ZNS.
ZNS. And my statement, Your Excellency, was can we start using the army and ZNS and stop all this? Because they are just taking money from us. So what he's saying is so true. And maybe we need to just rethink
no, this whole market project. Contract was offered by Ministry of Local Government.
I was not the minister then.
7 years ago, before I was an MP. 15 million, so it's 7 times more expensive than this
Your
one.
Excellency, when you wanted to do this market, we had to go and window shop.
Number those who are fighting corruption, because there should be an element of corruption there.
That's why I'm surprised, because just last week, we were evaluating the contract for a market in Mpulungu. 28 million.
Yeah.
And I was saying, yes. I'm telling you. Yes. And I was saying, when I was looking at going through a toilet, when they were specifying on the quantities, a toilet costing 2 million. Yeah. And I was saying, come on, gentlemen.
Yeah. This is
what kind of a toilet? And when we speak, our friends are saying, no, we are intervening.
The fight against corruption is anchored on politics. Trying to get rid of government and those who are doing well. They know where corruption is happening, but they don't even dare go there. Because what they want is to get Edgar Lungu out of power.